Hey y'all, welcome back to the Boss Stylist Podcast. I'm your host, Britt Reno. It's been a very hot minute since I have made a recording, and I'm going to give everybody a brief summary on my absence and why some of my podcast episodes are missing. And I want to dive into the more important part of this episode, and what I want to talk about is our wonderful chat AI apps that we're seeing. I definitely want to dive into that and talk about that and how it could revolutionize and change our industry. And we do need to talk some ethics behind it, because anybody that knows me, I'm like, is this ethical? Is this good? Are we doing the right thing? I just like to cover all my bases, y'all. So in a quick summary, and I am going to talk about this more in some later episodes, I decided to step back and really, really focus on my clients and my in-salon experiences and rehauling my business, because every few years I like to do a mini rebrand, check everything that I'm doing and making sure that my clients are still loving it, and to work on my physical business. And we'll get into that later. I'm trying to hop into the cool parts of that I want to talk about. And for those that personally know me in the industry or people that I'm close to, I got a hysterectomy. Yes, I am 34 years old and I got a hysterectomy. And to sum it up, and we'll talk about it later, because it's something I do want to talk about, because I really do believe people should advocate for their health and take care of them. And we hairdressers are so, so bad about taking care of ourselves for one reason or another. And part of it is lack of insurance. A lot of us do not have insurance, and those are things that I want to talk about later. And I am extremely lucky that I have insurance because of my husband's work. Over the last couple of years, I have been getting really sick and sicker and have had some pretty serious symptoms. And it finally came to a head where it was impeding my work and my life. And I'm not being dramatic. From what the doctor told me and from what I feel and believe, I probably could have died or not had quality of life. I had scar tissue wrapped around major organs, and I can never pronounce the name of what I had, but to sum it up, it's the evil sister of endometriosis. So basically, it was ruining my life. It was ruining my career. It was ruining my personal life. I was sick all the time. It was bad. And I ended up getting the surgery. I'm feeling a lot better. I'm recovering. And I feel like it's time to hop back into podcasting and hopping back into making reels and being present with the industry and being present in my personal life. So I have a lot of episode ideas and things that I want to do. But what I don't want to do anymore, and this isn't shade to anyone, there are still people that I absolutely support and celebrate in this industry, is I don't want to do reviews that much anymore. I'm still going to post about educators that I believe in and should check up on, because we should absolutely be celebrating each other. But doing constant reviews, it got boring. And I noticed my audience was dropping, and no one wants to sit and listen to reviews. Let's just be real here. There are people that I definitely will still plug. There are things that I absolutely want to talk about with the state of education in the industry and things that we could check out. But the review format is being retired. And if I'm being perfectly honest, there are some people in my past that I have reviewed that I can no longer stand by. Any of you that know, I was an ambassador for a certain brand, and I have chosen to completely step away from them. While I still use them and think they're a great program, I can no longer keep up reviews and other things with them out of good standing, because I chose to leave for personal reasons. And we can talk about some of those things later, but that's not what this episode's about. So I'm sorry to give everybody a brief summary on my absence and disappearance. We can talk more about those things later. But I wanted to dive in and talk about the chatbots that we're all seeing. These chatbots are wild, y'all. Jennifer Keeney over at The Independent Stylist, and I have to give her a huge, huge shout out for this. she turned me on to these chatbots because at first I was like, what is this? Because I don't pay attention to technology anymore. When I was a kid, my grandfather would always be like, you're always on the computer. You're always doing this. Why didn't you get into computers? Sometime around my 20s, I just couldn't keep up with technology, and I am turning more to, I just want to have a farm and be in a cottage life. But when Jennifer started posting her classes and podcast on these chatbots, I was like, all right, I've got to check this out, because guess what, guys? I've got to tell you something, and you're not going to be surprised at this. I suck at captions. Let's just be real here. I suck at captions. Back in the day, I used to be a social media queen when social media was the Wild West and we all didn't know what we were doing. All you young folk listening right now, please, please know, your old decrepit Auntie Brittany here was a social media queen, I can assure you. But now you have to have aesthetically pleasing things, perfect captions, high pressure. I'm kidding. It doesn't really have to be high pressure, but there are definitely some dark things to social media, but it doesn't have to be dark. We can make social media how we want it to be. We can try our best to keep it positive, and it shouldn't have to feel like work for you. So when Jennifer was like, dude, try these out, I immediately downloaded this thing, right? And I put in chatbot. Write a good caption for me for my Colton King tonic. When this thing started talking and telling me what I should write for my Colton King tonic, I want you to know that I made that meme face of that actor who plays in Guardians of the Galaxy, and he's going, I made that face. What's his name? Chris Pratt. I'm bad with celebrities, y'all. Just stick with me here and maybe help me figure out who's who. I'm an alternative person. Most of the time I'm like, what? Anyways, this chatbot is life-changing for hairdressers like me who struggle with writing captions, how to not come off as selling to an audience. And I haven't played with it yet, but if you listen to Jennifer's episode, she talked about putting in color formulas. You guys, here's the thing about these chatbots. They can be your virtual pocket assistant. You can pump in a formula, and yes, you need to pay attention and read and make sure you're not going to put like green on blonde hair. But these chatbots are able to help us formulate. They can look at pictures and help us formulate. These chatbots can help us write and learn how we write and write out captions. They can help us write out emails. I see more positives than negatives with chatbots, and I would rather use something that can help me run my business more smoothly, more efficiently, and so that I have more time to spend with my family. I don't know about you guys, but I actually don't want to spend a ton of time on social media anymore. So having a chatbot pump out things that I can edit and put in a little bit of my touch so that it's still personable, bleh. You guys, I mess up words so much sometimes. You get a comedy time with me too. But I'm telling you, we shouldn't be scared of these chatbots. We should be using them. We as hairdressers should not be scared of technology. We should move forward with it. And I definitely have personal feelings towards social media, but I'm able to separate those personal feelings when it comes to my work social media, because my work social media is used to help attract clients, to keep current clients up to date and feeling like, oh, wow, you know, Brit posts cool stuff. Like, and I have clients that are always in my chair going, hey, what restaurant do you recommend? Like, hey, what products do you recommend? I use my social media for a power tool to bring us together and to help support not only my business, but local businesses. And here's the thing, chatbot's going to help me with that so that I can write out captions, get things planned out, be able to interact with my clients, and still have reasonable family time. Another cool thing about these chatbots is I mentioned the emails. If you're starting to get into digital marketing, be it with your clients, or if you're becoming someone that wants to coach in the industry, these chatbots are going to help you because they could write out points for your podcasting. They could write out bullet points to discuss with your students. They could write out bullet points for one-on-one discussions. The possibilities with this are endless. And if you're worried about, well, what if it's not personable? What if it's not authentic? Here's the thing. You can do what I did and have your chatbot write out some things, proofread it, and insert what you feel is personable. And here's the thing. No one can copy who you are. And all the chatbot writings are unique and tailored out to you, from what I understand. And I'm not going to be surprised if they get smarter and smarter and learn how you talk and interact with people so that it literally does become you. And I know that sounds kind of creepy, but we can't be scared of technology. And you will sometimes hear me joke like, oh my God, this is the Terminator era. But at the same time, we shouldn't be scared of technology. So you're still being personable with it. And if you're afraid that you'll lose your authenticity, what you could do is use it for advertisements and assisting you in other things. And when you're writing out your little captions, when it involves, like, say, a client picture, you can still put your personal touch in it. You can still write your consultations. But the thing is this chatbot is going to help you change your game, and it's going to help your business grow, and it's going to help you think on writing better captions so that you can still be yourself. I don't think we should be afraid of these things. I am going to say this though too. I'm not a fan of the AI art. And the reason with this being is I've seen a lot of art friends post that the AI art takes their art, puts it in, and then creates art off of what they've done. And to me, that is art theft. These artists aren't being credited or compensated, and I'm not cool with that. And when it comes to these chatbots, I do think there are going to be ethics, and it does look very concerning when certain companies are making chatbots that don't have filters, that can say whatever they want, and that becomes very unhinged. And that's not cool. We do need to make sure that there are ethics behind the chatbots. We do need to make sure we're using them for good and not evil. And I don't see a chatbot regurgitating, I'm just going to make up an example, an entire page of Anne Rice's works for you to use and repost. That would definitely be art theft. But if these chatbots are just learning how to talk like this, if they're learning how to just cherry pick words and put together things, and they're not stealing advertisements, there's nothing wrong with that. But we do need to be mindful of listening to artists and writers and what they're saying and how to ethically use things. And here's the other thing. There is another AI that's coming out that's for headshots. And Jennifer even talked about this on her podcast. Here's the thing. I so badly want to support artists in my community. I want to make the kind of money where I can buy art from my friends without worrying about my money. I want to be able to give money to my photographer friends. But the thing is if you're starting out with nothing, you have to work your way up to be able to earn that money. So using tools like chatbot is going to help you get further. Using tools like the headshot app is going to get you further. But be very mindful of where you want to take your business and how you want to support your community, because you all are going to learn and hear from me. I am very much about supporting community, because even if a small business owner doesn't go to you, but you still like them and their business, you should definitely support them, and in ways they'll find ways to support you. And if you can start earning an income off of your digital business, then you can start supporting artists. And yes, we can stand together and we can ask for, hey, let's have some ethics instilled with these chatbots. Let's have some ethics instilled with the AI ones. But we also have to get to the point where we're earning to support artists. And like I said throughout this episode, I personally don't see anything wrong with the chatbot for writing. Personally, I choose not to use the art AIs. Those bother me. Artist friends have asked not to use them, and I personally choose not to use them. That's just my thing. But even photo editors and other things, sometimes you have to do that in order to be able to support photographers. I used to have to take my own pictures, and then I got to a point where I could start working with photographers. Either we agreed for trades, or I could finally start paying, and I worked myself there. But I'm going to conclude this episode because we are definitely at the 15-minute mark, and I want to respect people's time. I definitely say go out and use the chatbot. Give the free version a chance. Work around it, and if you like it, get the paid version. It's a tax write-off. I promise you it's going to help make your business soar. And in our next episode, I want to talk about the new social media Lemonade. I've been kind of playing around on it, and I was turned on by it by a friend. Crystal is Chaos. You all should check her out in her podcast, Aggravated Chaos. She is awesome. But I've been playing around on this new social media, and I'm going to be coming back with some findings later. I hope you all like this episode. I hope you're going to check out the chatbot. I hope it's going to get the wheels in your head turning on things. And I am so glad to be back to podcasting. I can't wait to put out some more episodes. And if you want to follow some hair friends that I absolutely adore and who put out great education, follow Jennifer Keeney, the independent stylist. Follow Crystal's Chaos, which is Aggravated Chaos for her podcast, and her Instagram is Crystal is Chaos. The small town stylist, Casey Taylor, Casey Taylor Hair. She is amazing for small town stylists and gives small town resources. And I love her education because she's pushing small town stylists to realize that they are worth big city pricing. And as always, Passion Squared. Nina Kovner is one of the best mentors to check out. And like I said, guys, I'm still going to be plugging educators because that's a huge, huge important thing in our industry. And these are people that I have worked under with learning things, or people that I just admire in the industry who I feel like are changing and making things in the industry better. So go check them out and give me a follow at Gold and Iron Hair. Give this podcast a like and a follow and share it with your friends, and I'll be back here to talk about more things later.